Hachette Audio presents It Had to Be You, written by Jill Chavis, read by Annie Greer.
Chapter 1. Some things were set in stone. The sun would rise every morning, the tide would come in and out without fail, and a girl needed to check herself out in the mirror before a date, no matter the obstacle. To that end, Allie Winters climbed up on the toilet seat to get a full view of herself in the tiny bathroom mirror of the flower shop where she worked. Ducking so she didn't hit her head on the low ceiling, she took in her reflection. Not bad from the front, she decided, and carefully spun around to catch the hind view of herself in her vintage, aka thrift store, little black dress. Also not bad. She'd closed up Lucky Harbor Flowers 30 minutes ago to get ready for the town's big fundraiser tonight, where they were hopefully going to raise the last of the money for the new community center. Earlier, she'd spent several hours delivering and decorating town hall with huge floral arrangements from the shop, as well as setting up a display of her pottery for the auction. She was excited about the night ahead, but Teddy was late. Nothing unusual. Her boyfriend of 4 months was perpetually late, but such a charmer it never seemed to matter. He was the town clerk, and on top of being widely beloved by just about everyone who'd ever met him, he was also a very busy guy. He'd been in charge of the funding for the new community center, a huge undertaking. So most likely, he'd just forgotten that he'd promised to pick her up. Hopefully. Still precariously balanced, she eyed herself again, just as there was a sudden knock on the bathroom door, jerking upright.